Welcome to DBS Podcast, starring me, Thomas Beebe.
And me, Richard Leonard. A show which brings you to the limit of imperfection. Helps you see what we haven't or ever will. Right, let's get started.
Sorry, we're just having a little rave there. Oh, for today we have a topic. Last week we mentioned the topic was going to be politics, and it still is. Now, today is a bit special because we're going to have more than one episode in the space of about 2 days. First is the politics, and Rick's going to do his first ever book review, and for the first time he'll be physically here in the room with me rather than on the call right now.
I'm looking forward to it, Thomas.
Good, good. Right. So recently, Barack Obama won the election, and he was up against Mitt Romney. How do you feel about that, Richard?
I feel great about that, because I don't know why, I don't know anything about Mitt Romney in the slightest, but I don't like him for some reason. Like Barack Obama.
I believe if he was in charge, he would have caused the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It would have been as much a blessing as it was a curse.
Yeah.
Would have been pretty fun for a bit, and then you thought, damn it, wish we'd have let Barack Obama in.
Yeah.
He wouldn't happen.
Yeah, Barack Obama. If Barack Obama can stop an interview halfway through just to swat a fly and show it to the TV cameras, then he must be a legend. That's my opinion on Barack Obama.
I think Barack Obama is a man
with a clean attitude at a fair price.
Yeah. Quite hard to run a country, and obviously, I mean, everyone always took the riff out of George Bush, which is fair enough, because apparently he's really bad, but he had to try and keep the country running, and in the end, he actually kept it running for some time by himself. And
so you do know a bit about politics?
I don't know anything about politics. Just to clarify.
Right.
But America is a very, very big country, and it would be very hard to run by yourself. I mean, England isn't run by the Queen alone. It's run by a government. Well, I suppose America is. But you can see where I'm coming from. It's on a much bigger scale.
I see it.
There's some states in America that are bigger than England. What's the point?
Yeah. I like presidency. Sounds cool. But it's probably boring.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama, to be fair, is a living legend.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's because somehow he's ended up in a lot of TV shows, like South Park. He's in South Park and he's a dual thief with his wife, which is really weird, like, including the president into something like that. I don't know whether he's obviously not requested.
I do know he appeared in the Spider-Man comic by choice, and that's sold across America.
That is amazing.
And he fist bumped Spider-Man at the end for saving the day.
That's just...
They probably had his permission to do it.
I think Romney wouldn't do that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's awesome. He'd be like, no.
Mitt Romney, we don't even know what Mitt Romney would do.
He probably...
What are these elections all about, anyway? I mean, I thought Barack Obama was already president. Is this like Mitt Romney trying to take presidency from him?
No, because eventually there's a re-election, in case people want a new look on things, I think. So it's like when we have a new Prime Minister here.
Well, looks like Mitt Romney just got cold.
He had to apologise to his fans. It's hilarious.
Did they?
They were crying.
Oh my god.
Some were crying because he didn't get president.
I bet he probably paid them to cry.
Well, he's got more money than Barack Obama. He's like a he's a multi-billionaire or something like that.
Nice.
But Barack Obama doesn't care about money. That's what's awesome about him.
There we go.
He's a good man.
Very good man.
And he That's unnecessary.
Now, on to the second part of the show. Exactly the same as the first part of the show.
Yeah, we're about 5 minutes in.
Sorry, kids.
If you've just tuned in on this series, our podcasts aren't meant to be taken seriously.
Definitely not taken seriously.
Our first book review is going to be tomorrow, or the day after.
We was going to do The Hobbit, except I think I have that in paperback somewhere, but...
And a lot of people know The Hobbit, to be fair.
They do. I might read The Hobbit, because it's a brilliant book. It's amazing. It's like the best book ever written.
Well,
in my head, it is amazing.
Bring The Game of Thrones, which is the subject next week, tomorrow, day after. And also bring The Hobbit, but we'll switch between them, like, we'll read one chapter of one, and then...
Yeah, and then we'll have to compare the two.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones is a fantasy, for those who don't know. It's also a great television series. I'm going to get that series when I can. And watch it. Alone. In a small corner of my room.
I'm sorry, I get like this sometimes.
This is lovely. Well, we're coming off the subject a bit here.
You know what we're talking about is lovely?
What?
What were you saying?
We're coming off the subject a bit here, I said.
We're going off the subject? Okay. Alright.
Well...
America.
What's Barack Obama done for you, Rick?
Barack Obama helped me birth my first child.
Wow.
Obama gave me the strength to quit drugs.
Both Barack Obama is a fan of Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce Springsteen is a fan of Barack Obama. So he played music at his presidency.
And basically, that opened up a black hole of awesome.
Do you know what's funny?
Yeah.
That thing on the internet, it's like, Batman Begins came out in 2005, the same time Barack Obama was going for president. 2008, Barack Obama gets president, the Dark Knight film comes out. And 2012, yeah. He returns as president, and it's The Dark Knight Rises comes out.
So this is kind of was that kind of relating to his ethnicity?
Yeah, probably.
I think that people are very, very happy to have a black president.
Yeah, that's also a thing.
I think some people who are living in the past think that it's a bad thing. Like, people who do, like, American idiots. Like, Christopher Columbus came in and he took this land. And now these people say they're president when they're not.
Did you not hear all that thing about him where they wanted his birth certificate to prove that he's an American? Because they thought he wasn't an American. Yep.
They wanted to see how he reacted.
Yeah.
If he got really, really angry over it, people would have thought, you don't need that kind of person. You need a kind of person who can last under threat. I mean, I really think that Barack Obama should be in the film.
He should be in the film.
It reminds me a hell of a lot of, what's he called, right? that actor, do you know what I mean?
Will Smith?
No, like the next one you think of after that. I think you know which one I mean, don't you?
Avengers and Star Wars.
Not Samuel L. Jackson.
No, not Samuel L. Jackson.
No, the next one.
Oh. Lucius. Why has my mind gone blank? I'm just gonna put, call this wrong, but I'm gonna put amazing black guy into Google and it'll come to my head.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
No.
But he's epic.
He is epic, but that's not what I meant.
Can't think of anything.
Oh. What's he called? Come on, it's as if he ceased to exist or something. He's got like a proper... Denzel Washington. Damn it, Denzel Washington. Right, Barack Obama is basically Denzel Washington's brother by books. They look almost identical.
There you go, folks. I was said there and then by, beautifully quoted by Richard Leonard there.
I don't know what I quoted myself.
Yeah.
Present. Which means that I wasn't quoting, but...
Okay, beautifully said by Richard Leonard there.
Yeah, beautifully said. I could quote it in the future if I don't forget, which I probably will forget. So.
And everybody knows Barack Obama loves the number 7, because number 7 is the answer.
It's the magic number.
Obviously. Without number 7, then you don't have the creation of humanity itself. And our friendship. You wouldn't have our friendship without the number 7, and that's based on true fact. People will never know, though, because they don't need to. Hello, you're listening to DBS Podcast, also known as Death by Sandwich. There is an unnecessary use of this music.
Were you just playing one of our previous podcasts, or did you actually say that?
I actually said that.
It sounded exactly like the first podcast we ever did.
Well.
It sounded like you were playing it through iTunes or something.
Well, I wasn't.
Right, sorry about that, guys.
It's alright. No, wait. I'm responding as them. Because they can't respond. Alright then. We're 15 minutes into this discussion on presidency.
Right,
Do you think he's good for the country? Do you think he'll make it a better place?
I don't think that it's going to get any better, to be honest with you.
No.
There's debt that countries that are in which is completely not only irrevocable. Like, if you think about it, it's irreversible even. So, like, think about England. We're like, I don't know, billions in debt. I don't know the correct number. But America, they're trillions in debt.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens. How does a country go into debt when it prints money?
Well, they
just print off the sum of money. I don't know why.
Yeah. Because
they place value on paper. And how the hell do you become in debt if you decide that the paper is worth something? You could just say it isn't worth anything, and if America is a massive country, you just say, right, that isn't worth anything anymore. What have we got a lot of?
cheeseburgers and fat.
You've got my bottle caps. Right, I'm going to use bottle caps.
To be honest, if America ran out of resources, this would be perfect, right? It's on the apocalypse, what do? The fat people are obviously all going to die because they're too slow. True fact, right? There's no denying that. So, people can make currency out of fat.
But that's almost like using currency out of...
It'll be good in America, though.
You could use your organs as currency.
Yeah, but only if someone says so in the High Court of Lords.
Right, because there's one of them.
Yeah.
Right, so we're talking about the election. Oh wait, not the election, we're talking about the presidential debate. I'm not entirely sure how long ago that was. But if you want...
It's been going on for the last few weeks, and then now Barack Obama's finally won.
Okay, so, if you people at home want to hear what it was like, then here is somebody's quite... What would be the word?
Welcome to the first 2012 debate in the presidency of the United States of America.
Just to let you know, this is very, very legitimate stuff.
Obama.
So you can obviously see why Obama won in the end. I mean, he does propose a very good argument in his defence.
I don't get politics in any form. It's just a load of adults arguing like school children.
How do people make money for politics?
Taxes.
So, I think they just... Yeah, I know, but how do they become a politician? Do they just stand up on top of a box in the middle of a city centre and say, elect me, and you get free cookies?
Well, technically, yeah, because you don't have to be technically rich to do it. You just have to say good... You have to be good at speaking and stuff for the public. That guy with the Wellington boot did it. He went for it, didn't he? What's his name?
Oh, that guy who wears a Wellington boot on his head.
I'd vote for him. He gave every American a free pony. That's...
He is legitimately amazing.
Oh, that was his plan.
Not many people I can say wow to. But that guy, he wears a Wellington boot on his head. Like, that is serious fashion there. I mean, who would have thought... I mean, if you want to be individual, wear something designed to be put somewhere else on your head. It's supposed to be on your foot. It's not supposed to be on your head. But he did that. He made that choice. And it was very good. I appreciate that.
What was he called again?
He had a very, very weird name.
Lord something. He made it up, obviously.
Yeah, it was brilliant, man.
But the thing is, he was actually doing that seriously so people would listen to him, and then he hates the government.
He got quite far in, considering.
Yeah, so yeah, anyone can go for it, but it's mostly rich people.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like Barack Obama, he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. I think that, I mean, we've never actually seen him in person. All we see is just these videos, I mean, through the telly, just him looking good. But these are obviously set up in ways for him. I mean, a lot of politicians do this thing where they come out with their kids and try and wear ordinary clothes to make himself look like a family man. So you can relate to them and think, this guy...
Yeah, I know, but...
Could be any one of us as president, dude. I like him.
Yeah, but I generally think Barack Obama is like that wherever he goes. He's definitely one of the coolest of presidents since President Lincoln.
Yeah. That's not.
President Lincoln was obviously a vampire hunter in his before he was assassinated. Well, I think he's going to do good for the country. Don't know about you.
Sorry?
I think he's going to do good for the country. I don't know about you.
In president for a while. Like, I can't remember. Was it president a year now?
Yeah. He became president in
2008. Did he? No, he didn't.
Yeah, 3 years.
No, no, it can't be.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I'm just going to check that, guys.
He became president in
2008. 2008?
Yes.
Jesus.
I know.
That's really weird because I remember being sat in the car with my dad and going through Livingston. And he said, wow, that this is going to make a lot of changes for us. I can't believe that was 2008.
Yeah.
Wow, that is just scary.
Time goes fast.
It goes pretty damn fast.
That's why there's...
That was 4 years ago.
Well,
that was 4 years ago. Wow. Okay, sorry listeners at home, I'm currently having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
I mean, you can understand, it felt like yesterday. Oh, yeah.
That was the year I gave birth to an armadillo.
Oh, yeah.
Currently, I'm still about to give birth to an antelope or something of that sort.
Such a dog, Tom. Just stick with one partner. I mean...
Well, you know, sometimes it turns out that way. Yeah. Every time I eat more food... It's the baby that needs it, not me. Well,
I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Right, come on. Presidents, elections. What's my bobs?
Well, technically, we're about halfway through now, so.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm gonna say one more thing.
Go on.
Presidency now it's so corrupted.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Barack Obama will give you the impression that everything that he does is innocent, but some presidents actually. They do unspeakable things like declare war on another country under false pretenses. Basically, I think our country learned a lot from Hitler. I mean, because after the Second World War, we started using propaganda, which is what presidents do. They just
all the countries used propaganda in the war.
Well, I suppose, but I think Hitler was a big user of it.
Yeah.
And, but England did use it a lot, yeah.
Well, we did, and they did, so, you know.
There was, like, all sorts, like, we was declaring war in Afghanistan. A lot of the reasons suggest that Bin Laden had a lot of oil, and he used to sell it to us, and then he stopped, so he's... killing, and there's just a lot of stuff. It's all conspiracy theories, which I hate conspiracy theories.
I hate how the world runs. I'd rather be hunting animals on a flying unicorn across a rainbow that's made of sparkle dust that I can eat. And the animals don't mind because they just grow back. They're the same thing. Sounds quite disgusting, that, actually.
What is?
The idea I just came up with in my head.
And what was that?
About riding unicorns across magical rainbows, hunting animals that grow back. And they don't mind being hunted at all. They just grow back.
It's quite horrible.
And the fact that I can eat the rainbows as well, and it's over-coloured in my head.
Yeah.
I'd be scared, actually. And the animal, if the animals talked, well, that would be just taking it too far. Sick.
Yeah.
I don't particularly want to know what a dog's thinking. Or a cat.
Wait, we've gone from presidency to what a dog's thinking and regrowing animals.
Well, you never know. It might be possible in the next 2,000 years. Not that I'm going to be around then, but you know.
Sorry?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to this all the way back afterwards to find out what it was that we said.
Yeah, because you're going to forget.
I am going to forget, almost immediately. So have we finished on the whole presidency type deal?
I think so. Let's just wrap it up, shall we?
Right, so...
Barack Obama, he wins.
Hang on a second. We're just ready to move in to a second that I said second before. Okay, let's call it the third. We're moving into the third part of the show now.
We don't really plan these shows, just to let the audience know.
This third part of the show will be us just basically discussing, basically nittering and nattering about the general everyday augmentation of life. Shining a new light on it all for you. New folks can find out what's going on in the world through our eyes. A different paradigm. See the world in a different way.
Like, for example, in my mind right now, there's a pumpkin pasty dancing to a tune of a happy, merrily dog that's been played through a kazoo.
Did you just ruin everything I just said?
Yeah.
That's a good dude.
Welcome to part three.
Welcome to part three. You dogs. We've not gone anywhere. We've not paused it because we've got nothing else to do with our miserable lives. Welcome.
You're all dogs. I'm rather hungry now. Guess what, Richard?
Yep.
You're on camera.
Am I?
You're out to the world. Hey, happy days.
Come on, discussions. Discussion time.
Right. What's... I don't know. What would be your favourite holiday abroad? You could go anywhere.
Abroad? I've never been, but I wanted to go to New Zealand.
Right.
Because it's apparently the youngest country in the world and it came out of the sea. Because it came out of the sea. Because it was the last. It was under the sea and it came out.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened, but... Something to do with the discs shifting underneath the Earth's crust. Anyway, I hate talking about geography. Well, I hate talking about abroad, because we're not there.
David Attenborough will be there all the time.
Yeah, he'll be there.
There's somewhere. A 50-year special on him tonight at 9.
Is there?
Yeah. From when he started in the mid-70s to now.
What a guy.
Yeah.
It started in the 60s, though.
No, 60s then. Well, I'd like to go to Japan. Because the culture there is completely opposite from what we do. And it's meant to be a very strange place. In the cultural respect.
Also, I would actually go to China as well, I think, because China is, if all the citizens of China could somehow move to England without, like, if they could just appear here, they would outnumber us, like, something like 10 to 1, something nuts like that. They could basically just take over the country.
Yes.
We're great. We're a great country, really, allowing immigration on such high levels.
Be careful what you say, eh?
I know, I'm just saying, we're a small country, you know? I mean, one of these days, I mean, the population of the Earth is growing. And if we... Well, I suppose.
I want to munch on some cheddar cheese.
You see, Tom is what we would call...
That's me.
See, there was a time when he wouldn't admit that. Looks at the overhang. He's got a muffin top, and...
I'm pregnant.
He's pregnant. He needs something.
The baby needs it. Yeah. Right then. Well, if you don't know, viewers, we have a YouTube channel called Malt Vinegar Studios. You should go like it one time. That's Malt and then Vinegar
Studios.
Yeah.
Go to Malt Vinegar Studios for all your obsessive habits.
Go
to us if you're feeling down, feeling bored, you're sat at home, parents are out, you don't know what the hell you're going to do. And then you see one of our videos, and you think, bloody hell, that's good.
Right.
Hey, you should do.
If you can hear dogs in the background, it's my dog.
And also, that voice was your mum, which means that it was a bit... I mean, you said, if you can hear that, that's my dog. That was a bit... I mean, a lot of people could have thought, ha!
Yeah, it's my mum and my dad.
And his dad.
And my dad.
To talk about next...
Whatever you want. Pina colada.
Let's talk.
How often do you go clubbing, Richard?
Sorry?
Nothing.
What about... Have we talked about our friendship in more detail? I think that's a very long story.
Well. Shall we start at the very beginning?
I think we did. Did we not already talk about the beginning?
Yeah, we did. Well, through high school we had many times.
Many times. Did we talk about that time that we laminated that piece of paper with my name on and you walked alongside me?
Right, basically, it started off with a piece of paper that I just printed out with Rich's name on it and an arrow pointing to it. And both times, I printed out twice, and both times it got ripped to shreds by some stupid guy. We walked through school, so to be fair, it was gonna happen. That's the phone! Alright, the phone went off. And,
I had an interval with music.
Well, you didn't, because I put it on pause.
You didn't. I'm just speaking to thin air.
Sorry guys, he was doing a lovely interval for you.
Yeah. Can we do the interval now?
Yeah, because I need to go again actually after the mum's been on the phone.
Okay.
As soon as I set off again.
What? Where will you be going when you set off again?
To ask mum when's tea ready, because I need to be off soon.
Yeah. For some very important reason.
The girlfriend.
Yep. Some very important reasons.
So, what else? Alright, we're still going to be talking about the subject of friendship. Friendship. Tom?
Yeah.
Friendship.
Friends are good for being there for you when you're in trouble with deep and dark secrets and things. Like relationship problems or some woman's harassing you with a long stick covered in butter.
Yep.
Or
I remember that one.
You've gone gay and you're not sure what to do.
Okay, that hasn't happened.
That hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. Why are you saying these things?
You know, some people have these problems.
I suppose, but I would also say that it's happened before where somebody that I know has been, his mate told him that he was gay and he automatically pushed him away because he was afraid. Wow. He didn't want to be his mate anymore because he was gay.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's not, but it's just what happens, isn't it? It's just life.
You wouldn't do that. Well, I'm not gay, but never mind. Let's move on.
So, apparently, this November is supposed to be Movember, which means grow a moustache.
Wow.
Which is a very weird thing, because I only just found out.
Well, I don't want
to. I think it's for charity or something. Probably.
Oh, our old teachers did that, Mr. Searle, Mr. Foy.
I so want to grow a moustache.
Mr. McRoy, I don't.
Why not? Well, you look a bit strange.
Yeah. Wouldn't be right.
It would. I want a beard, actually. Between a moustache and a beard, I think I prefer a beard. What about you, Tom?
A moustache. But I still look weird. A beard, I wouldn't like at all.
Beard.
You can have your interval now. I'm going for a set.
How long is the set?
A minute.
Right, stay tuned for this brief interval, kiddos. So, what I think is great about this podcast is when you're feeling down or depressed, parents are here. You can just stick it on, you know? I mean, this is just talking. Everything wrong with that. I mean, we're all guys here, unless you're a female, obviously. If you are a guy, I mean, it's great, because we're all guys here, we're all talking about things. I mean, yeah. I mean, just have a good natter, you know? Have a good nap, or have a good talk, have a good chit-chat, have a good talk about all times, you know? Just think about all the good things in your life and really accept things for what they are, you know? Okay. Well, that's all I really have to say. Well, that is the end of the interval, and I will try my best not to use that music again, because I have overused it to hell. But We think that every week we should have a different theme tune, which is great. I really like that idea. We can I'm getting messages, aren't I, popular? We could have a different theme tune every week from our own choosing. I think we'll probably do it on a type of role where I choose one and then Tom chooses one. I chose it this week. You can tell because it's awesome. Tom will choose his next week. No clue as to what that might be yet, so stay tuned for that. He's He's asking his mum when his tea is ready. Which is brilliant. By all accounts. But the logic would be that his mum would tell him when his tea is ready. Rather than ask her if it's ready. For her only to say it'll be ready in a minute. By which time he's walked up the stairs and his mum says the tea's ready. So if you think about it, it's really just a big waste of time. But, I'm sat here, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. And stuff. This really is great with just one DJ, isn't it? It's just absolutely amazing. I know you guys love me, deep down. I don't do much. I just talk. Not necessarily about anything in particular, but it's more I can say for some DJs. Except this is a podcast, so I wouldn't exactly call myself a DJ because podcasts are more talks than they are radio type deals. I used to run a radio show actually, quite a while back. It was on the internet though, so it wasn't anything that good. It was on the internet. My friend set it up on my laptop, which is now broken thanks to him. Thank you very much if you're listening. But yeah, it was really fun. You had a playlist and then people would make, like I said, I want to listen to this, and then you'd go, no, that's a rubbish song, why don't you listen to this instead? And then they'd go, no, say your show's rubbish, and then after a while you'd run out of viewers. But, for the time that we did out, we had about 100 listeners at peak. So, great. So I think Tom has returned now.
Yes, I've returned, but I have to cut my steak.
Sorry?
I have to cut my steak.
Wow.
I have to cook my tea.
Big thing.
It's going on 42 minutes. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yes, I think we shall.
Because I can, the battery's nil. I'm going to wrap it up and then we'll do the book review when you come round on Sunday. What have you been talking about?
I completely forgot what I said. All I know that it was very awkward and drawn out and it's all your fault.
All right. Great. Well, you ready to play that outro music then?
Yeah. Indeed I am. This has been DBS Radio. I hope you enjoyed it.
Podcast.
DBS Podcast.
Also known as Death by Sandwich. You've been listening to me, Thomas Beebe.
And me, Richard Langdon.
We'll leave you on this note.
No hope in this desolate world of nothingness. We'll be on probably about tomorrow doing some book reading and many other things that we usually do. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.